Okay, I'm going to get started. Thank you for joining. I know it's hard because you have to get your child to school and then run back for this meeting. Because we have an evening meeting next week, the PTA town hall, it's very difficult to tie up everybody's evening. So this is the annual Title I parent meeting. Huilin, can you translate?
Yes. Okay. 校长说呢，非常感谢呢，所有家长今天来参加这个Title One 的家长会议。然后呢，他也知道呢，就是说你们有多困难，是因为呢，你们必须要把小朋友接来上放来上学，然后又跑回家去参加这个会议。所以呢，我们这一个会议呢，只会讲关于 Title One 的。然后我们呢，下一次呢，又有一个市政厅的会议呢，是让你们参加的。
Okay. I am going to.This meeting is pretty much me going over the highlights of each slide. So, and it's not translated into Chinese. I just think it's, I don't want to go through each line. I will give you the highlights. And if you have questions, please school connects me or email me. Willing?
OK, 这个会议呢其实呢校长会给你看一些那个就是一段一张一张的那些片影片，然后呢就是说他不会就是说详细读每一条线，他只是会告诉你呢每一页的重要的情况是什么。
OK, so this is a meeting that we have annually. We are a Title I school, which means that over 80% of our families qualify for...And back then, they did a scale by income, and over 80% of our families live, I guess, below the poverty line. A few years ago, before it was meals for everyone, it was for the families of children who qualify for free school lunch. Huiling.
Okay.然后校长说呢，其实我们学校是一个 Title 一的学校。那 Title 一的学校是代表什么呢？是什么意思呢？就是 Title 一的学校呢，其实就是说我们有80%的学生呢，他们的家庭的收入呢是低收入的。然后呢，在政府没有就是说开始免费午餐给所有的学生之前呢，这些小朋友呢。就是这些小朋友呢，他们所有的人呢都会就是可以参与免费吃午餐的。
Okay, basically Title I means that we have families. There's a high poverty level in our school, and for that we get extra funding to support student progress.
OK, 然后校长说呢，其实这个 Title One 呢，就是说因为我们的学校是 80% 呢的学生呢，他们都是来自低收入的家庭，然后呢联邦政府呢，他们其实会提供一些经费呢，来帮助这些学生呢，可以在课程上呢有一点点就是进展。
OK, we are also designated school-wide project, which means thatWe're a school that can pool all our money together to service all the students. Whether the family is living below the poverty line or whether they're not. Okay.
OK, 然后呢校长说呢，然后呢我们这个学校是可以把所有的钱呢是集中在一起的，然后呢这些经费呢就是可以呢就是帮助不管小朋友是不是在低收入家庭里面，或者是他们家庭呢不是低收入呢，我们都可以把那些经费呢放在同一个地方呢来去帮所有的小朋友的。
So, that's school-wide projects. In some schools, they're targeted schools. That means that their Title I funds can only be used to service the families that are living below the poverty line.
OK, 有些学校呢他们呢是称为指定的学校呢，然后他们那些学校呢的Title I呢的那些经费呢就必须要用在呢是小朋友呢他们是在低收入的家庭里面的。
OK, and if you notice this is October 2020, the slideshow hasn't changed since this is from the DOE, because the mandates for the funding has remained the same.
OK, 你看到那个就是呢荧幕上呢是写10月2020年，是因为呢去年到今年呢教育局说教育局所有的经费呢跟那些资料呢是完全没有改变的，还是一样的。
OK。All right, so this tells us why we have our meeting. I described our program to you. Our comprehensive educational plan, I'll share shortly. Requirements of Title I, Part A. Those are things, I'll be going over the requirements of a Title I school. That is basically it.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，其实呢，在这一页呢，你会看到为什么我们今天会在这里开这个年终的会议。然后呢，他呢，十一点呢，也会跟你呢分享有关于他的综合教育计划。而且今天呢，我们其实是要就是集中在 Title One 呢 A 部分，他们要求什么东西，我们会集中在那个地方上面。
So I'll be going over each bullet because it's addressed in this slideshow.This presentation.
Okay, 校长会一个一个跟你们讲，因为呢，他在这个展现里面呢，他们是有提供的，他们有提到这些东西，他们就会一个一个跟你讲。
Okay, next, Olga. Okay. All right. So, Title One is a federal aid program. I think I addressed this already. It supports schools with high numbers of children from low-income families. This replaced No Child Left Behind. This is the ESSA Act, where every student succeeds. The No Child Left Behind was really addressing progress monitoring through a lot of testing, and we've moved away from that.
OK, 然后呢这个就是呢告诉你什么是 Title I, 然后校长刚刚也有跟你们讲呢，就是说 Title I 其实是联邦政府的经费资助呢学校呢跟学区拥有有大量的那些低收入家庭来让然后帮助这些小朋友可以达到州政府呢达到州政府他们所提供的那些课程的。而且呢就是说他校长刚刚说呢小学教育法呢对不对，然后呢跟那个小朋友呢不可以呢就是留下来的，然后呢他们就是说他们呢就需要这个 Title I 其实是给每一个学生呢可以成功的，然后呢他们说呢就是说每一年呢他们都会经过考试啊还有其他的方法来看看小朋友的程度在哪里，但是呢我们已经试着去不要就是说注重所有的东西呢都关于考试的。
Okay, next. I'm sorry, I addressed this. This is the fund is to ensure that all our childrenhave fair, equal, significant opportunity to obtain a high quality education and reach at a minimum proficiency on challenging state academic achievement standards and state academic assessments. I'm sorry, I'm doing a read aloud for the families that can read this.
Okay, 然后呢校长说呢这个呢其实就是Title I 的目标，然后他们的目标是让每一个小朋友都有公平平等还有很多次机会呢可以成功的达到高教育，经过呢就是说就是州政府他们的考试啊或者是他们的那些课程里面呢他们有没有达标。
Next, Olga. Okay, components of Title I, closing student achievement gap.I'm going to just let you translate each one. It's just easier.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，这个其实是说，在这个 Title I 里面呢，有多这些就是不同的这些部分。然后呢，其中的一个部分呢，就是说要就是减少学生跟学生他们的成功率。Okay. 还有呢，就是整个学校呢，他们的就是规划啊，他们的。就是说怎么样去教导这些学生呢跟其他的家长啊或者是老师沟通的，然后呢就是把集中所有的资源，而且呢然后呢就是通过这些东西呢他们会给小朋友一些高教育啊， 还有呢请一些高就是说老师呢是已经有那个正确的牌照的那些老师来教你们的孩子，而且呢就是给家长呢让家长跟家庭呢可以呢就是通过这些东西跟学校一起来帮助小朋友。
慧玲
I'm done、
yeah? Did you translate the whole slideshow?
Yeah.
All the components?
Isn't that what you want me to do?
Yeah, that was really good. Okay. So I'm going to just tell you, say briefly how we're addressing each one. Closing、oh. student achievement gap. No, it's okay, Huling. You don't have to translate this because it's like,
okay.
We are going to do a lot of catch up because of the last school year with the pandemic, accountability for student outcomes, the students, the teachers assess regularly so that we can progress monitor and they're encouraged to use School Connects to share progress monitoring with you. Meaningful parent-family engagement. That's our town halls, high quality teacher preparation and training. We constantly send our teachers for professional development. So when we send them for professional development, we have substitute teachers coming in. So part of the money pays for that. Coordination of resources, we pull all money together with a school-wide project. So I hope that is helpful. Like I mentioned, please, if you have questions, jot them down and email me for clarification. Next slide, Ms. Lipsky. Okay, I think I addressed this already. We are school-wide projects, so all the students get to share and use that pool of money. In fact, all our money's pooled together. There is only unless it is specific money set aside for, we have a SIF program that's students in temporary housing, money to support after school for language learners. Besides that, everything else is pulled together so that we can really raise the academic level for all students during the school day. Huiling.
OK, 校长说呢其实这一个已经刚刚跟你们讲过了，就是说呢我们呢是整个学校呢都会参与这个就是 Title I, OK, 然后呢所有的学生呢我们把所有的经费呢全部都放在一个地方里面呢给所有的小朋友呢就是他们需要的东西，然后把他们就是说提高他们的那个学习成绩的。OK, 除非呢是有其他的那些经费呢我们会放在旁边，好像呢我们有一个经费叫做 SIP, 然后那些呢其实是给一些就是家庭呢他们没有就是说一个定所，就是他们住的地方经常不一样，我们有一个经费给那些小朋友的，或者是呢有一些呢是给一些课后补习的。 OK, 然后其余的呢全部都是放在一起呢，对不对？所有的经费都是放在一起，然后给所有的小朋友运用的。
Okay, Ms. Lipsky, next slide. Okay, parent family engagement policy. This is basically how I will inform you how money will be spent. We have a school leadership team that also discusses Title I monies. And I will share the CEP goals with you. Ms. Lipsky, can you share the CEP goals? Okay. Huiling, can you translate that part? Where?
Okay. Yeah. 校长说呢，这个就是说家长跟家庭呢，怎么样可以参与？OK 的那个条例了，然后呢所以呢校长说呢他会告诉你有关那个他们的综合的那个学习计划，而且呢他们我们学校也有一个就是学校的 学校的那个领导团队里面呢他们都会呢讲有关于就是 Title I 的这些经费应该要怎么样用的。
OK, soFor the ELA, we focused on reading intervention for at-risk students. And what's listed are some of the ways we're going to assess the students. We do the Teachers College Reading Writing Project, the Developmental Reading Assessment, We have purchased iReady, and the reason why this is a target is because it was COVID related. There was a lot of remote learning, and even for the students that were in school, last school year, it was a shortened school day. So there was definitely a loss of instruction time, really.
OK, 然后这个呢就是中校长的综合学习计划。OK, 然后呢我们会有很多加强的那个阅读给学生呢，他们是去年呢因为疫情的问题呢，那个学校的时间呢也减短了，然后有很多都是远程学习，然后学校呢我们已经购买了就是 iReady 这些线上的那些学习，还有呢就是我们有一些阅读的那些就是阅读的那些 program 呢，是给这些小朋友呢加强他们的阅读能力的。
Okay, for math, we're starting the year off with quite a bit of review, to accommodate again the shortened school day, the remote learning. We use Savas, which is extremely project based, student guided.And we will continue to progress monitor to make sure that the students are on grade level by the end of the school year. And really, to have the skills to move forward for next school year.
OK, 然后呢校长说有关于数学呢我们将会就是复习很多呢去年学习的那些，因为呢疫情的问题，而且呢学校的时间呢去年也减短了，然后呢我们会复习，然后呢我们学校呢是用那个 Savas 是我们数学就是数学的课程，然后里面呢他们会有很多呢就是小朋友呢可以就是项目的，就是每一个学习的题材呢都是项目的，他们会用很多的不同的方法去教导你的小朋友，让他们理解怎么样去做这些数学的题材的。
Okay, the other goal that we're focusing on is the socio-emotional learning. Last school year for in-house and for our remote students, the year was definitely quite strange. The social distancing that was required last year and this year.Has really impacted our students' ability to develop peer relationships. For my remote students, coming back into school routine, meeting the requirements of finishing assignments, really learning how to participate in a classroom where they are physically present.All those are things that we've noticed the students are having difficulty with. For my in-house students, the fact that they're in a room of a bigger class has been a big adjustment. So we have multiple programs that we are using to really support them in all aspects of the social-emotional learning. We have a PS42 curriculum that's based on RULER. And we also started this year the Sanford Harmony Kit. And I'll share more about those programs, probably not this PTA Town Hall, but probably the next one. Really?
Okay. All right, 校长说呢，我们其中的一个目标呢，就是有关于社交情感的学习。然后呢，去年呢，因为去年疫情的关系呢，不管是在学校里面读书的学生，或者是在远程学习的学生呢，他们都是有很大的就是说需要就是说去接受、去接纳重新的环境。然后呢，对于远程学习的学生呢，他们呢必须要重新接受呢。怎么样去跟其他的小朋友交流啊？而且呢，必须要学习怎么样学校的日常的情况是怎么样啊？怎么样要准时的把他们的功课呢，跟他们所有需要做的事情呢准时做完？他们在这些方面呢，还是有一些问题的。在那个我们在学校里面读书的学生，因为去年呢。因为社交距离呢，他们没有这么多的学生在一个教室里面。然后今年呢，他们呢必须要重新的容纳接受呢，一个教室里面呢有很多很多的学生。OK， 然后呢，在我们学校里面呢，我们学校呢本身也有一个课程是用 RULER 呢来去 去帮助学生呢去重新接受跟重新学习这些社交情感的 OK。 而且我们今年呢也接受了一个就是一个机构，他们是一个那个 program 呢，他们是叫做 Sanford and Harmony 呢，他们里面呢所提供的这些社交情感里面的课程，我们今年也会就是说给那个小朋友去学习的。然后呢，我们不会在这一个那个会议里面呢去讲有关于这个，但是可能会在下一个那个市政厅会议里面呢，我们会跟你们详细的讲有关于这些事情。
Okay, what you can see is quality IEP on the bottom. And what we're really, one of our goals for the past 2 years is having our students really progress monitor their own, their goals and really capturing when they are achieving the goal and when it is happening so that, you know, at the end of the school year, they can talk about their own improvement and where they feel their area of need should be for the next school year.
Okay, 然后呢，下一个呢，就是有关于就是小朋友呢，他们有个人教育方案的。然后呢，我们在去年这两年呢，对不对？我们呢正在就是说想小朋友呢，他们去自己知道自己的个人教育方案里面的他们的目标是什么，而且呢他们呢也会就是说如果他们有就是说参与或者是有做到他们自己的目标呢，他们自己会知道。然后我们的目标呢就是让他们知道呢，他们其实呢已经在他们的个人教育方案里面呢有没有达到他们自己每一年的目标 OK， 并且可以讲有关于他们怎么样达成这个目标的。
OK， I'm up to next slide, right, Ms. Lipsky? Okay. Okay, parent family engagement, the school parent pack. I'm sorry, I know for some of you can read this, so I'm trying to summarize it in the best possible way. Okay, the school parent pack is part of my CEP. They keep saying that it must be translated, but they don't offer the services. So that's one thing we're working on. As a school, we really do try to involve families. That is the reason why we are in School Connects. I know it's hard. It's hard for us to invite you in the building right now. There are just so many protocols to follow. And then it gets a little invasive when I ask you, are you fully vaccinated? Then I have to make sure we find a space. But we've been relying on School Connects for transparency and really keeping you up to date about your child. Our monthly town hall, I know it's really long and laborious for families, but I do try to, I am as transparent as possible. Another outreach we do put out there is a Google form, and we will share the PTA email again during this town hall so that at all times you're comfortable contacting us with any questions, concerns. And if we have a school initiative, we don't launch an initiative until we share it with the bigger community. An example of that is the Writing Revolution. We've adopted that as one of our curriculum to support the children on developing their writing skills. I know many families have shared that they really wanted our school to bring chess in. So we are doing that. This is our second year. Last year we started with Impact Chess. This year we started with, I think the program's called New York City Chess or Chess New York. And for the lower grades, we wanted it more instructional, and we have Impact Chess for the upper grades because it is more competitive. So those are a few programs that we've brought in. I know the street music school, violin for the upper grades. That was a big push from families. So we write a grant every year to support that. It's quite costly, but we've been fortunate enough to get grants every year. So, you know, those are all part of the school parent compact where we do field parent requests. And then we send out surveys to ask if they would want us to pursue that initiative. Wei-ling, sorry, that was a lot.
Okay, 然后呢，在校长的那个综合的那个教育的那个计划里面呢，他也要写下来呢，有关于学校跟家长的契约。然后呢，学校的家长契约呢，其实呢，我们呢，通常呢，就是它上面有写说呢，家长跟学校的契约呢，他们会翻译成不同的语言，但是呢，我们到目前为止呢，还没收到其他的语言，所以呢，我们必须还是要跟教育局跟进这件事情。但是我们学校呢，有 School Connect， 然后 School Connect 呢，对不对？是我们通过 School Connect 呢，是可以让家长知道呢所有的东西，关于他们的学校，关于他们的孩子啊，跟关于学校的。而且呢，你们也可以通过 School Connect 呢，是提任何你觉得应该学校应该采取的那些行动。然后呢，我们呢会拿你的建议呢去看看可不可行。而且呢，今年呢要家长进来呢，其实是非常的难，因为呢有时候呢。就是我们呢，你要进来学校呢，我们必须要问你说你打了那个疫苗没有？所以呢，有很多家长觉得呢，这个就是打疫苗这件事情是非常的私人的，所以呢，我们觉得呢，其实今年呢也不好来学校的 ，OK？ 但是呢，我们呢还是会通过呢，我们学校的 School Connect 呢跟你。就是说想谈很多事情跟你们沟通，有关于很多事情，或者是我们有那个谷歌的表让你填，如果你有任何的事情你可以填那个表格呢，然后呢 提供你的意见呢。好像是我们有很多的活动呢，我们要采取之前呢，我们都必须会跟家长呢去沟通，然后呢看看他们的建议是什么。好像呢我们学校的写作课程 TWR 是很多家长，就是说我们呢在采取这些行动之前呢，我们会跟家长呢去提供，就是说跟他们讲有关于这个情况会发生啊，然后我们会把老师呢就是去开很多的会议啊，然后呢就是让他们把那些东西学习回来来教我们的学生。然后有些家长呢，他们想就是说在我们学校里面呢可以让学生参与一些西洋棋呢，我们今年是第我们也通过那些提议呢，我们也采取了行动，就是给我们的小朋友呢有这个西洋棋的那个课程的。然后呢今年是我们的第二年，然后呢高年级的学生呢他们有 Impact Chess， 然后低年级的学生呢他们有 Chess of New York。 然后呢这些 Chess of New York 呢是因为他们呢会一步一步的教小朋友呢怎么去下这个西洋棋。 Impact Chess 呢他们就是比较好像就是没有怎么样教，就是直接教你怎么样去跟对手下棋这样子的。而且呢另外一个很大的家长呢想说我们学校提供小朋友的呢就是小提琴，拉小提琴。然后呢我们呢虽然呢小提琴的课程很贵，但是呢校长每一年呢都必须要去就是去申请一些经费才可以提供。但是我们很幸运呢，每一年我们都可以拿到一些经费呢，就是赞助商给我们的经费呢来继续这一个小提琴的课程。 All right, May, I'm done.
Okay, so I Title I, I have money set aside for parent involvement. So our minimum 1% set aside was $5,195. So I have to provide activities for parents and families to improve student achievement. We've spent $2,900 participating in Cool Culture. Cool Culture is a pass that will allow my family's kindergarten, pre-K and 3K to access a lot of cultural institutions for free. They haven't sent us new Cool Culture card. That usually doesn't happen until November, December. So because that is for the lower grades, the remainder of the money we will be spending on the other grades. We It's not a lot of money that's left. $5,195 does not go that far, but we will put that and leave that on the side until we can think of a project or an engagement, that activity that can involve first grade and up. And I am open to suggestions. Huiling?
Okay. 然后校长说呢，因为呢，每一年呢，对不对 ？Title One 呢都有1%的那些钱呢，都是会就是来帮助学生呢，怎么样在学习方面进展。然后呢，今年呢，这个经费呢，对不对？就是总共的经费1%的总共经费是5195块。那5195块里面呢，有2900块呢已经去。我们去购买这个 Cool Culture 卡了，然后这个 Cool Culture 卡呢是其实可以让3K 4K 还有就是学前班跟幼稚园的小朋友呢，他们可以免费呢去博物馆啊，去在纽约市里面所有的不同的那些博物馆，让他们可以进去参与跟学习的。然后呢其他的那些经就是说其他的那些经费呢，我们呢就会把它放在一边，然后看看呢有没有其他的那些就是其他的那些就是说活动呢，我们可以让一年级以上的那些学生呢可以参与的。那你也知道呢，5195块呢其实不多钱的，因为你要看看学生里学校里面有很多很多的学生。然后呢就是说校长说呢，他呢可以呢就是说，如果你们可以提供任何的意见，怎么样用其余这些钱的话呢？校长说很欢迎你们提供意见。
Okay, I did try to purchase Cool Culture for the entire school because it is such a worthy program. But we were told that it was only for kindergarten families, and the grades below.
Okay.然后呢校长说呢，其实我们呢也想购买呢 Cool Culture 卡呢给所有的学生，但是 Cool Culture 的那个机构呢，他们告诉我们 Cool Culture 卡呢只是给幼稚园以下的学生呢才可以参与这个项目的，所以呢就是一年级以上的学生呢是不可以参与的。
OK, next slide. OK, this is your parents' right to know.Parents have a right to know the achievement level of their child. Report cards, parent-teachers conference. We try not to leave such big gaps between the report cards and the parent-teachers conference. And once again, I'm going to reference School Connects. Every Tuesday, our teachers have office hours, and we use this app to, in a rotation, update families about their child's progress. Billing?
OK, 然后呢这一个其实是说呢是家长的权利，有权利知道。 OK, 那家长你有什么权利呢？就是你有权利知道呢你的小朋友呢在学校的程度到底是怎么样的，例如呢就是成绩单啊，或者是开家长会啊。但是我们学校呢也有一个 APP 呢，就是 School Connect 呢，通过 School Connect 每个星期二呢老师呢都会就是有都会提供一些信息呢，有关于你的小朋友的学校进展的。
Okay, the two things I will address on the bottom, school district improvement identification if applicable, and availability of options for eligible students such as expanded learning time or after school tutoring, support for parent involvement activities as requested by parents and guardians. Our funding doesn't really support after-school tutoring, but we do have specific programs under different monies that support it. Like our Title III program is to support English language learners. Many of our academic intervention services are provided during the school day. Like students get SPIRE, which is reading intervention, if the teachers feel a need, and after they've been screened for lower grades, we have a program, Sound Sensible, to support younger students. If they're struggling, we've embedded Hegarty phonics into the school day. So that's where a lot of our academic intervention is happening. How to file a written complaint regarding the administration of Title I program. I will look more into that. I think there's a form at the end of this slideshow that where you can file a complaint about our Title I program. Huiling.
OK, 然后校长说呢，在这里呢，他其实是要讲最后的那两点，然后呢，学校怎么样呢，去就是说进步呢，而且呢，怎么样去选择那哪一些学生呢，是可以呢，有这一些就是这些经费，可以参与这些经费的 ，OK。然后呢，其中的一个就是说，怎么样呢，去延长学习时间呢，或者是给那个课后补习的帮助，然后呢，就是或者是呢，去帮助家长呢，怎么样呢，去参与某一些活动啊 ，OK， 是家长跟那个家长或者是监护人他们所提供的。然后呢，校长说，我们其实的经费呢，其实不够呢，不够去给那个课后补习的。但是呢，我们呢，学校呢有一个 Title One 的 program 呢，是专门给学习英文呢。第二语言的 ，OK， 那些学生呢，他们有机会去参与这一个 ，OK， 好像呢，我们学校呢有那些帮助小朋友呢去进展阅读的情况呢，就好像是我们学校呢有一个叫做 Spire 呢，其实是帮助小朋友呢怎么样去用不同的方法呢，在就是说如果他们阅读的时候呢有一些问题的话，用什么样的方法可以帮你阅读出来那个字。而且呢，在低年级呢，我们有Sound Sensible， 然后呢是专门呢帮助小朋友呢怎么样去学习那些音标啊，而且学习那些就是学习音标。然后我们那些有些钱呢都是那些经费都是去提供这一些服务给你的小朋友的。而且呢，还有一个就是 Hegarty 也是学习教学生怎么样学习音标的。然后最后的一个那个点呢，就是想说，如果你想就是说就是如果你有任何的不满意的话呢，你可以去就是写一个，就是写一张信，然后呢，下面在这个会议结束之前呢，好像你可以看到一个东西是可以让你填的，说你就是可以提供你的一些不满意的咯。
OK， next slide. Questions.I will get back to you on how you can file a complaint. I don't know how you can file a complaint. I guess you can call 311, but I will get back to you on that. And if I forget, please remind me. I need a lot of reminders.
Okay, 那如果你有任何，其中的一个问题是说，如果他们有好像是说意见或者是投诉的话呢，然后校长说，其实我们不太清楚你怎么样可以投诉或者是留意见，但是呢，你们可以打311，或者是你可以就是说发一个提醒给校长，然后校长可以帮你去更进一步的去看一看怎么样去就是提供那个。就是那个投诉这样子。
Any questions? You could drop it in the chat or you can unmute.
家长，你们有没有任何的问题？如果你有任何的问题的话呢，你们可以在留言方那里呢提任何的问题。
I will be very honest. When I look at my budget,I tend to look at it globally because we're a school-wide project. I have different funding sources. So we pull it together. I do know some of the funding source has paid for the chess program. We purchase classroom books for all the classroom libraries every year, depending on...new titles. We do want our students to be exposed to new literature. So that's a lot of money. I'll be very, very honest. We've also spent a big chunk of money buying new furniture because of the pandemic. Because we're so project-based, we had really big project tables that we used in the classroom where students sat by grouping and they were able to work together. due to pandemic and social distancing, we've actually spent a lot of money purchasing individual desks, but we were very project driven. We've actually purchased desks so that post-pandemic, we can put them back together so they can become a group table. My biggest dilemma is we've ordered a ton of desks and they're on back order. So a big chunk of my money did go there. We bought new chairs for the students. Last school year, a lot of our Title I funds went to buying supplies for each child so they don't have to share. So if a child was home remote, they had the same set of supplies as the students in school. Everybody got their own chess set, their own soccer ball, multiple notebooks, all writing utensils, buckets for their writing utensils. We purchased everything so that we could at least have a cohesive program and no child had any needs or wants when it came to any type of material support for their learning. So I foresee that this year, a lot of my Title I funds will once again go into that. Everybody has their own yoga mats. We support violin with supplies at this point. Durst Street Music School purchased enough violin so that each student is able to use their own violin when necessary. For the second grade, we purchased ukuleles. We've also purchased like 100 new chess sets, which sounds like, whoa, that's cheap. We do buy the tournament quality chess sets so that each child will have their own chess set once we go deeper into our chess program. So a lot of my Title I funds has been supporting the students in-house due to the pandemic. Huiling, I know that's a lot.
Okay. So, 校长想跟你们讲呢，就是，所以呢，全部呢都是用在小朋友的身上的。OK， 然后呢，例如呢，我们好像有那个西洋棋的课程啊，还有呢，每一年我们都要买一些新的书啊，而且那些文学书呢，每一年出来呢，我们都想让我们的学生呢有可以有机会呢去阅读那些文学书的。然后呢，有一大部分的就是 Title I 的那些经费呢，今年呢，我们是用在买就是说桌椅上面的，然后呢，买家具上面的。为什么呢？是因为我们学校呢，其实是很注重呢，就是项目学习的，所以呢，我们以前的那些桌子呢，就是还没有疫情的时候呢，我们以前用的桌子呢是非常非常的大的，一个一个大大的桌子。然后经过这个疫情呢，对不对？我们呢必须因为呢社交距离的问题呢，我们不可以用那些大大的桌子，我们必须要去购买一个小朋友他们自己用的桌子。OK， 所以呢，我们呢必须要花，我们有一大部分的经费呢都花在买家具上面的。OK， 然后呢，我们呢就是买个人的桌子呢，希望呢就是这个疫情完结了以后呢，这些桌子呢可以跟其他的桌子并放在一起呢，还是可以继续我们学校的那个项目学习的。OK， 然后呢，去年呢，我们很多的那个Title I 的那个经费呢，都用在买材料给你们的小朋友身上的。 OK， 例如呢，我们有买了那个西洋棋，每一个小朋友都有一个西洋棋的那个可以下棋的那一组东西。还有呢，就是买足球啊，还有买那些笔啊、笔盒啊，那个很多很多你们需要在家里用的学材。然后呢，我们呢不单只是买给我们在学校里面上课的小朋友呢，我们也提供同样的那些材料呢给远程学习所有的小朋友。是因为呢，我们希望呢在我们学校里面呢，在远程学习上面呢没有任何的那个就是他们不会缺任何的材料去做我们想给他们做的那些课程。而且呢，有些经费呢去了就是三阶的那个小提琴课程里面。而且呢，三阶呢，因为为了要就是说帮助我们学校那些学生呢，他们三阶呢本身就购买了很多小提琴来就是赞助来帮助你的小朋友在家里学习小提 期，我们也买了那个六行拳给二年级的小朋友，而且呢我们买的那些西洋棋的那个下棋的那些工具呢，其实是非常的好的，是因为呢他们是可以用来呢去参加那个比赛用的那些的。OK， 所以呢所有的材料呢，今年的经费呢有很大部分呢都会去购买这些材料以上的，所以呢我们希望你们可以知道说所有的经费都是用在小朋友身上。
I'm going to end the meeting. Please feel free to school connect me if you have any questions. I don't want to keep you on too long. I also have a line outside the office waiting to speak to me. So any questions, please contact us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. And thank you for sitting through this.
OK, 校长说呢，如果没有其他的问题的话呢，今天的会议呢就到此为止了。如果你有其他任何的问题呢，请通过我们学校的 APP 呢是发一个短信给他的，他会尽他可能呢在就是说回答你的问题的。OK, 谢谢你们的参与。
Bye, bye, Carla.
Bye, bye.